First to the young people. I think most of you are either taking exams now or waiting through them or approaching probably end of term tests and assessments and assignments and you name it, it's sort of all going on. Am I right that it's sort of going on? So the old pressure is on, isn't it? The pressure is on. And of course, we know that from this, they grade you, don't they? And they assess you, and this puts you sort of in standing for the future and for future exams and so on. Well, that is how the world, doesn't it, approaches. That is how education does it. But you know also, God in a similar way also presents a challenge to us. And remember a few weeks ago we did a sermon where it speaks in Corinthians about examining yourselves whether you're in the faith. And Paul presented this to the Corinthian church because, if you remember in the teaching, they're also asking questions about Paul, the Apostle Paul, and about his ministry, and was it valid, and where was he getting this revelation from? So he likewise put the challenge to them, whether they were in the faith, whether they were believing, whether they were trusting the Lord. And he said that they were to examine themselves, to take account, to take stock. And in many ways, that's what education does with you. But also the Lord turns that round and he says he wants you also to look and ask yourself that question: where am I, Lord? How am I doing? Am I believing? How am I faring? Now, you can't really ask that question unless God shows you it. And if you want that, he will show you it. And he'll show you maybe where he wants to help you. And when he shows you, it's not in a competitive sense. Unlike education, your tests, your exams, or your GCSEs, your A-levels, at the end of the day, you're going to look at those results, and you look at them in the light of how have I done? What grade have I got? And that is the competitive side. And that can be very positive or very negative. And some of your friends, your peers, might not do very well in their exams. It could even be you that outwardly might not do very well in your exams. And you may find that there are some around you who are absolutely over the moon, they're ecstatic and rejoicing, and they want to tell the world how they fared. And there might be some others who might be quite depressed, might be down, might even be ashamed, might even have to face problems with their family, a number of things. But one of the things they will find, they will have, is a depression. Now, with the Lord, he never works in that way. Even though you may miss it, even though you might not pass the grade, but by asking God to examine yourselves, you examining yourselves in the and asking God, where do I stand? How am I doing? God will always do it in a way to encourage you. He may show you, yes, that you need to get this right, or you maybe are not looking to him, spending that time with him, just talking, communing with him, just looking at his word. Yes, he may challenge you on that, but he will never do it in the light of grading you. He will never say, I have given you A plus, or an E, or a D. He never does it that way. He doesn't have to, because he's God. But he will always do it in the light that when he reveals to you where you are with him, He will say, if you want it, I will help you. I will meet you halfway, if you're prepared to meet me halfway. And that is the nature and the love of your Heavenly Father, who loves you so much that he wants you to get it right. And when you meet God in that way, and when you're open and honest with him, God is going to move heaven and earth to reveal to you that you have, you can, and you will pass the test. Why do I say that? Because he's already passed the test for you. He did it through Jesus.